Welcome back. You're with the Grumpy Gaze plus a macrame encrusted AGM on a Tuesday night on Joy 94.9. So Earth, Wind and Fire, Boogie Wonderland. Which Boogie one Wonderland. Is it? Boogie, is it?
Boogie Wonderland, yeah. I love the lyrics to this, particularly the ones that go...
Wow. Okay, that's what Doug currently sounds like in his macrame hold in my toilet.
You love a tight knot, don't you, Helen?
I imagine so do you.
Our city, with its special landmarks, its certain style, the Melbourne we love. It's lively, it's vibrant, and it's growing fast. We've got
Melbourne. Look, a couple of weeks ago, we had a Melbourne We Need to Talk, and, you know, I gave her a bit of a glowing report. Those days are over.
Well, we're out of ISO now, or lockdown, or whatever you want to call it, so she's back in the firing line.
Absolutely. So, yeah, she's back to her old tricks. And I have a bit of a shit me of the week to do in Melbourne. It's the state of heritage.
Oh, he's been out for a wander, hasn't he?
I have.
You've breached lockdown. You've been out having a little bit of an observe.
But look, Miss Melbourne was a looker in her day. She found a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of the Calder Freeway, anyway, back in the 1880s. Right about the time Calder Park Raceway held legal horse and cart drag racing every Saturday night. But in the 1880s, when she was a mere slip of a thing, she wasn't a girl, not yet a woman. Anyway, as a result of Bendigo's bounties, she became, in fact, the richest city in the world. And with all that money coming in, she decided she wanted nice things. She wanted a bit of bling. She wanted to spend $1.5 million on a party planner for her daughter's first birthday party. She wanted her own reality TV show. As a result, there was a proliferation of really amazing buildings from that era and beyond in this city. And not only in the centre, you go out to some of the further flung eastern suburbs and you're just amazed with what you see out there, the huge Victorian mansions. However, I'll take you back to my second ever Melbourne We Need to Talk, when I had a good old moan about the state of this city's awnings, the ones over the footpaths. Do you remember that?
I absolutely do.
Yes.
And Awning has broken.
And I referred to them as heritage beauty blockers. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to take that back. Because at the moment, they actually do serve a purpose. They shield my eyes from the misery that is the state these beautiful buildings are in these days. I mean, what happened? I was walking around the city the other day. And look, you know, Collins Street is the star performer, as always. But Swanston, Elizabeth, Russell, detention for the lot of you. There is just zero upkeep. A lot of them are covered in graffiti. I mean, there's even a bush growing out of one of them on Swanston Street. And quite frankly, it's one of the better examples of Melbourne planting. I mean, look, Melbourne's shtick, I get it. I kind of get it. Melbourne's shtick is the grungy, artsy, bohemian antidote to Sydney's corporate bling. And look, Collingwood's edge has kind of made it one of the best places to hang out on a Saturday night anywhere in Australia. And I'm just talking about the Woolies car park. But seriously, let's confine it to that little precinct, please. Put a chicken wire fence up around it or whatever and call it a heritage zone, because that's what I would like to happen. That badly kept heritage buildings become a thing of Melbourne's past.
Chicken wire. I think I might put that around the bathroom door and keep him extra locked in.
I mean, but I don't absolutely disagree with you on this. I did actually have a very... fastidious old bitch of a friend come over here this year from London, and he is actually an architect who spends most of his time in Australia, as it happens, in Sydney, and all he could do when he got here was moan about the graffiti. Now, I'm not a fan, but heavens above, have you ever taken a train from the centre of Paris to Charles de Gaulle? My God, the city's covered.
Yes, it is. I do remember being quite shocked at the state of Paris, actually. But, you know, we're not Paris, we're Melbourne, and I'm concerned. I love this city, and I'm concerned about the way it looks.
But hold on, aren't we the Paris of the South?
Well, maybe she's taking that little connection a little bit too far with the state of the heritage. But no, I've got to say, well, even Paris, you walk around Paris, the state of, it's full of heritage buildings. Their heritage buildings are beautifully kept. London, drink people. You walk down, you know, some of the streets in London, and especially these days, the grand heritage architecture is beautifully lit at night. It's clean. It's in an amazing state of repair. You know, where they're painted, it's freshly painted. And I would say the same thing about Sydney. I think he's right. Because I actually met this friend of yours and I had a conversation with him about this very topic. And he was saying that, you know, he's walking around places like Collingwood and he was seeing some amazing, and we're not talking just Victorian stuff here, some amazing 1970s architecture, that kind of mid-century modern style.
That's the style we have here at Bunker L, Corona 2020.
Why doesn't that surprise me? And, you know, and he's so excited about this wonderful architecture in Collingwood, which is covered in graffiti. And he said it just totally ruined the whole experience for him. And you've got to admit, you know, first impressions for out-of-towners, for me anyway, means something. And the impression that they're getting these days is that Melbourne's just a bit grimy. It's a bit run down. It's a bit grim. And this is what I'm saying. It's the state of some of these beautiful buildings in the CBD just has not been kept up to standard.
Are you indicating, Matt, that perhaps Miss Melbourne has become a bit, I don't know, lackadaisical in her old age? Maybe a little bit of a midlife spread, so to speak?
She's let herself go. Mm. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And look, on my travels the other day, Russell Street is particularly bad as a streetscape. And look, it's just around the corner from the wonderful Joy Studios, if I can remember back that far. You've got this building. There's something that can only be described as a hideous carbuncle of a building that is called Total House. I don't know if you know this one. Anyway, but it's the heritage protection groups are calling for this thing to be protected as a good example of Japanese brutalism.
Oh, isn't that what's going on in my bathroom at the moment?
I've been brutalized Japanese stuff.
Yes.
With macrame.
Yeah, macrame.
Yeah. Well, this thing is a hanging AGM in Shibari of a building. Now, look, I saw a very brutal Japanese horror film once, as you recall, Helen, where a man had needles stuck in his eyes. Mm. And looking at this building, I kind of wish I was that man.
Oh,
and look, if it must be kept, but I mean, it's there now, you know, then maybe the heritage groups should invest in some paint and give it a good lick. Because at the moment...
God. I'm assuming this isn't the one with the bush. Okay, right.
And I'm bearing in mind I'm in a lesbian home.
Yes. Because at the moment, not unlike the rest of this bloody town, it's covered in graffiti and crap. And that's my point. If these buildings are so special and worthy, why can't Melbourne keep them in good nick? On the other hand, let's stroll slightly south down the lovely Russell to the current Theosophical Society building. A fairly lovely old structure that I read the other day is now going to be bulldozed for the blandest piece of glass box first-year architecture student designed piece of mediocrity you have ever seen. Then heading north on our little stroll through the dog's breakfast that is Melbourne's cityscape, you got the corner of Exhibition and Burke, where a brick veneer, one-story 1970s-style Chinese restaurant has been plucked from downtown Broadmeadows and placed in the CBD. Still surviving, while other Victorian gems are bulldozed. I'm not even going to venture up towards where the Palace, nay, the Metro nightclub building is, because I'm not that much of a masochist. I don't want to put myself through it. But that's my point, really. It's just all over the shop. It's planning by Bill Heslop.
You're terrible, Matthew.